Reishan Zayin Gimel. Shochach Ner La Tavla. Person forgot candle on a tray. Not the Tavla, no, he fell a filo in who doyle. To the candle on the tray. Since they forgot the candle on the tray, it wasn't intentionally put there, the tray does not become a buster, so the tray is not muktzeh. So you let it tilt the tray, shake off the candle so it falls the tray onto the floor. You have to do it gently in a fashion that it's not 100% that it will go out. Since it's not 100% that it will go out, therefore it's considered enem miskaven, and it is permitted even if it happens to go out, you didn't do it either. The Ramosa said, last as I say in the Yehudim, the Mokum Shein Tzoch Kol Kach. He says, it's best to do it by a goy. If there's no major need to do it after by Yisrael. If there's a goy available, you should use a goy to do this. And that will help even if there's a psikration. You know, when we say psikration, it means that it will definitely happen. That's considered you intentionally did it. That's by a Jew. But a goy, you just tell him to shake it off and not to tell him to put it down. So, even if it did go out, even with psikration, it is permitted. Kanarea over here, since it's a chshat and maybe psikration, if it's best to do it by a goy, the meekah then is Yisrael himself can shake it off. And Mishra brings Maril says, if you don't have a goy, it's better to do it by a cotton, a child. Even though generally we don't have a cotton, to Malach as the first in Shabbos, but here meekah then it's mutter. So the other can let the cotton do. And it continues in Machaber, Uvva shaloi, sheyaner shal shayu ki yitzivoy, shaloi yeh, boi shemen, avay shu shemen, yeshu shaloi kovene, el hap silo, venim se mavir. So now we should have to shake it off, talking about a candle. So if you have a lamp with oil in it, or a cup with oil in it, you can't shake it off, because that may, 100%, will cause the oil to get further away, closer to the wick, which is considered either extinguishing the fire, or lagging. If you intentionally put the candle on the tray, then you cannot shake it off under all circumstances, because the tray itself became mukta. That's the concept of bosses to the Zohar also. There's a minority opinion that says it's only by a tray. If you put a candle on the table won't become a bosses because the table is much more chashuv. But we don't pass in that way. We pass in that anything that's made to support the mukta, if you put it there intentionally, put the mukta there intentionally, the support also becomes mukta. Continues the Kamokam, mukta liga metavla. Hariyam, the aid of metavla, and you're allowed to touch the tray because the noise is touching mukta. In the case of a trade mukti, you're allowed to touch it, since you're not moving the candle. The lotion is a little bit problematic, because we just before said that if you intentionally put the candle on the tray itself is mukti. So the reason why you're not allowed to move the tray is not because of the candle, it's because of the tray. We're dealing with the legal and the noirish, basic nesish, and a dokim alogum vashalay na neo. We're also allowed to touch a candle ever, it's fixed in its place, as long as you don't move it. Or if it's, they used to have chandeliers, oil in them. And they hang from the ceiling, that type of one you're not allowed to even touch, because if you touch it, it's going to cause it to move.